the Mark of the Beast. Most believers have heard of the Mark of the Beast in Revelation 13. The Mark of the Beast is a defining moment for believers in godly civics. Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark and the name of the beast or the number of his name. The beast is the earth beast driven by the Nahas, and the action related to the mark is similar to what Darius did to Daniel in the lion's den and Nebuchadnezzar to the three men in the fire. It required believers to submit to a false god, i.e. the Nahas. The name or meaning of the beast 666 number is interesting. Godly civics believes in Scripture, defining Scripture. The number 666 appears three other times in Scripture, two related to the amount of gold given Solomon in 1 year, and Ezra 2 with the census of Jews returning to Israel. Ezra 2, verse 13, the people of Adonikam, 666. Adonikam means, my Lord arose. The Nahas reference to 666 proclaims the Nahas see beast rising from the dead in mockery of Yehoshua. What matters is that after the third angel speaks, Revelation 14, verse 9, having accepted the mark is unforgivable. Please pray on that. The mark is about our heart, not a tattoo, branding, or computer chip. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 to 8. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. But hardly any believer lives expecting Yehoshua to come into our lifetime. Without that connection, prophecies are considered irrelevant as long as we have received Yehoshua and are redeemed. Escaping the fiery pit is not a high bar. But the idea of godly civics inspiring believers to go to work and unite to extend the life of one nation under God flies in the face of thousands of years of stiff-necked people turning their back on our Abba Father. Our Abba Father never gives up, nor does godly civics, because the Nahas Blue faction is approaching the end-time depravity in we the people's lives. It does not matter if it is not the end time. Voting for any Blue faction candidate must have consequences in our lives today that we had never imagined. But our problem is even more significant. What else is the Earth Beast? The Earth government is the world's ruler, controlled by the Nahas. There is no scripture for the Earth Beast instantly taking control of this world. Our Abba Father ended empires ruling the world after his 1776 creation. The enemy is now taking control of the world's nations, and believers are called to engage against this march to the end to get as many souls as possible into heaven. Revelation 16, verse 14. For they are spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to kings of the earth and the whole world, to gather them to battle that great day of God Almighty. Today, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and their allies are close to unifying against our one nation under God. The Nahas Blue faction is doing everything a government can do to hand we the people over to the world and finally give the Nahas the world. Please pray on that. It is impossible to be an informed believer and not see the Nahas in the Blue faction, killing the unborn, mutilating children, controlling speech, and controlling everything we can buy and sell are only inches away from the end experience. Regardless of when the end is, we are seeing the connection between the spirit heaven war and physical earth. Earth is not just a twilight zone zoo being observed. We the people are integral to everything, earth and spirit. We the people can bring our one nation under God to the final battle if believers truly love our Abba Father. Please pray on that. Our Abba Father's wisdom. Social liberty is for all citizens, like the sun and the rain. Our founding fathers knew the Holy Bible was God's word and his wisdom for all. Moses' image, the father of law, is on the wall of We the People SCOTUS. We the people cannot trust humans inside We the People's government with the words God says. That is the 1A, and it is supreme. His Holy Bible wisdom is also supreme and for everyone. That is what our founding fathers meant by the laws of nature in our DOI, also called principles. Principles are laws of nature that are for everyone and never fail. They can't fail. Our Abba Father created them. As believers, we can embrace that. But that is not helpful in secular society. Apostle Thomas said even to Jesus, "Show me." And that is we the people's problem. We have lost "show me" to political faction secrecy and jail psyop messaging. Social liberty is not an ideology. History proves that a social liberty society thrives more than any other governing structure. Our one nation under God became the greatest nation on earth. It must be with social liberty. It is the law. The entire point of our founding is that our representatives search for what works for the most in society based on results and outcomes. That is why the red faction cannot save us. They do nothing for we the people's social liberty. They can't because they serve their self-interest of power, the opposite of social liberty. Our CODIS was our founder's attempt at the laws of nature for we the people's government. WPEG 1787, reveals wisdom on a much broader scale, and is a WMD even in its beginning stage. All we the people need to do is embrace it, because we the people own our government. Let's look at a couple of wisdom examples. God says, actually commands, thou shalt not murder. No matter what, that is a good idea for society, i.e., wisdom for everyone. So our representatives pass a law that says it is unlawful to take another person's life with malice. That is California Penal Code 187. That is an example of our Abba Father's wisdom converted to law. God also says commands, honor your father and mother. That is too personal for a law. Yet the Nahas Blue faction government passes laws every day that dishonor fathers and mothers and destroy the family unit. That is especially heinous and 100% for the benefit of a political faction to destroy we the people's social liberty, our Abba Father's 1776 creation. The only solution is to replace those representatives with ones who know that the family is the bedrock of society, God or no God. Score tens on WEPEG 1787 to show it, and return our government to principles, not political factions. Just do it. Our Abba Father described the laws of nature in our DOI and presented them for we the people to discover his irrefutable wisdom for all. Our Abba Father's provable wisdom, WEPEG 1787, is our WMD, not God says. Every so-called social issue can be won with proven wisdom arguments where God says has failed. God says must be converted to his wisdom for everyone in godly civics, not condemnation. Preaching sin and damnation to our government has done a great deal of harm. Revealing what works is revealing our Abba Father's creation for everyone. Some will make it into our laws and DOI/CODIS, and many will be in our hearts, still provable by observation and study, never ideology, whim, or desire. From the Roman Empire to one nation under God, the Roman Empire became so large that Christianity became the only glue holding it together. Recorded history tells us that Constantine's motivation was to use the Ecclesia as a unifying force. He left the Roman sun god on the coins, so his heart may not have been too sincere. Up to that point, the Ecclesia persecution was intense. Let's look at the history. The Edict of Thessalonica, dated 380 AD, made one denomination of Christianity the Roman Empire's official religion. The edict's last two lines state, they heretics will suffer in the first place the chastisement of the divine condemnation, and in the second the punishment of our authority, which in accordance with the will of heaven, we shall decide to inflict. On May 7, 538 AD, the Third Synod of Orleans established a universal church state law as the official law of the Holy Roman Empire, not just a religion, inflicting the will of heaven by the church state system, i.e., human government by their version of God says, and our founding father said never again. The Holy Roman Empire's Nahas-led history was integral to the establishment clause in R1A. The Protestant Reformation, 16th century, enormously impacted the world. It finished the decay of the Holy Roman Empire with the 30-Year War, 1618 to 48, which killed 4 to 8 million people. The war was for all denominations, not just one. Religious liberty is our unifying mission. The Protestant churches are the religious liberty wing of Christianity, but every ecclesia needs religious liberty to thrive. The pilgrims leased land from the Virginia colony before leaving, a British colony with the Church of England. Had they made it to that land, they would have been immediately subject to the British church state system, and they may never have become our one nation under God. Was that divine intervention or the worst ship captain ever? All good things come from God. The Mayflower Compact was the first government designed from scratch by the people with social liberty and justice for all. It was a collective, unified group, constitutional Mayflower Compact, democracy, and the people starved to death. Then they created private property, giving people ownership, which changed the colony to a republic, and the people thrived abundantly. Release we the people in social liberty, get the government out of the way, and everyone thrives. That is the greatest lesson to be learned from the pilgrims. Full stop. 11 more social and religious liberty colonies formed afterward. The Berlin Wall, establishing WEPEG 1787 and ending political factions, is on par with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, the liberation of a city under a communist siege. Most people under 40 do not know that historical event, but it is our perfect metaphor for today. The body must see our mission as liberating the blue cities, not outvoting them from the suburbs and rural areas, which still leave city citizens under the Nahas oppression. The problem in blue states and cities is that they control the election process, which will take a lot of work to redeem. WEPEG 1787 is the only strategy that can liberate the blue cities and states. They are still full of body members praying for deliverance. Godly civics has experience in blue cities, and the people are hungry for a better life. They know the red faction cannot be the answer. The Nahas blue faction always returns after red faction try. the people will embrace WPEG 1787 when they see it. With WPEG 1787, progressivism will have to enumerate its principles and demonstrate where it is working for the betterment of society. It cannot just pontificate its way in. That is, in fact, the fatal flaw of democracy. Anything can talk its way in with stirred up emotion, which is why democracy is the most unstable form of government and always ends up in totalitarianism. WPEG 1787 ends the politics of personal destruction, dark money, and endless ads because every representative except the executives and senators is a local election to choose people we know who have our community's best interests at heart.